Welcome to the 17th episode of the Frank Online Marketing Show. I'm Temma Frank, your host. Before I go any further, I would like to give a good shout out to IBM Canada, who sponsor this program. In today's show, we feature an interview with Dave Phillips, who owns a company out of Victoria called Uber Video. You may have noticed that I put up my first online video last week, I think. Video is becoming a key part of anybody's online marketing strategy. Luckily, it doesn't have to be as slick as the promotional videos of yesteryear. Even as recently as 5 or 10 years ago, you could easily spend $20,000 to make a short corporate film. You don't need to go that level in quality, but you do still need to have some quality to it. In this interview, we talked about some of the key things that you need to know to make a good video. It gives you an idea of some of the costs if you decide to hire somebody like Dave to do it for you. And we talked a little bit about how you can use video to improve your search engine rankings. I think you'll enjoy the interview, and I look forward to chatting with you after the interview.
I'm Dave Phillips. I run a video production company here in Victoria. I specialize in the talking head short YouTube videos where business owners explain their business. Mm-hmm. So welcome to my website. I am Dave. This is what I do. I do it for you. Contact us, that sort of thing. And then maybe another video for the about page. So I focus definitely on online videos.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been making videos for well over 3 decades, certainly focusing on YouTube for the last 5 years. And I've interviewed hundreds of business owners.
Just in the last year, there's been this huge takeoff in video.
More than ever, people are getting it. I have, you know, more people come to me and say, I can't wait to do a video. But they kind of chicken out at the thought of them getting in front of the camera.
Really?
So I've been trying to come up with ways to coax people to, you know, get over their fears of being on camera. Because that's the easy way of making a video, is just to stand in front of the camera and press record, technically, but maybe not, you know, emotionally. So the other ways of making videos would be with voiceover. And people could get behind that because, you know, they're not being featured on camera. So,
right.
But those types of videos takes a little bit more time and more energy.
How long does it typically take to shoot a 60-second or a couple of minute video?
Probably an hour, maybe half an hour it would take. Sometimes you get the odd person who it'll take 60 seconds, you know, they'll just come out and talk and that'll be it. Mm-hmm. They'll be ready. But I try to help people, you know, take a dry run at it, like have a screen test, I call it.
Okay.
So they come here, they meet me, we talk, and then we shoot a video that no one sees except for them.
Okay.
Just so they could sort of get a taste for the process.
Right.
And then, you know, when they go home and they see it on YouTube in a private place, then they can see how they did and think about it, you know, and kick it around a little bit. And then when they come back, they're more prepared. They sound better on camera. They know, you know, where to make the improvements.
Right.
So that second visit is just exponentially a bit better. So.
Oh, that's interesting. So
yeah. You
routinely would have 2 visits then.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm trying to help people with. I've had a few of those, and it's always better that way. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do most people script it before they come? Do you help them with the scripting? How does that work?
I always encourage people to speak from the heart and just, you know, authentic, let it come to you. So just have guideposts along the way for the topics they want to hit, as opposed to scripting it out word for word, which sometimes can sound a little contrived and not, you know, not true, the true self sort
okay.
of thing. I am working on getting a good teleprompter. I have one behind you there. But that's for those customers that come to me and they say, I want to make a 10-minute video to explain the intricacies of our product, and it's all scripted out, so we need a teleprompter for that sort of thing. But for these 60-second videos, I think just taking a glance at the script, and then you put the script down and you look at the camera and you do your best. And you could take 10, 20 takes if it takes. It's only a 60-second video.
Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, well, you can just use any old video camera, shoot yourself. What do you think about that?
I think it's more true today than it ever was. I mean, iPhones have HD cameras on them. I think the area that's probably the most difficult to get right is the sound. Mm-hmm. People would set up a camera and then they'd step 10 feet away and start speaking, and that distance makes a big difference on the mic. I have a mic right here. So you have to be close mic'd. So if you have an iPhone or a video camera and you don't have that extra mic, try and get a secondary device that's close to your mouth to get the sound. and then sync that up later if you could do that sort of thing.
Yeah, so. I was wondering about that because I was thinking about that. Okay, I've got the video capability mm-hmm. and I can record, but how do you separate out the sound then?
Then it gets a little tricky in post-production if you're not used to that sort of thing. But so as a general rule, just get close to the camera.
Okay.
And speak loud. I think that's the biggest thing is the audio.
A lot
of light. Yeah, the more light, the better. I think we all have a pretty good eye for it now. We have examples right there on the screen for us to see. So as soon as we put ours on YouTube, we'll see what's wrong with it immediately.
What do you think are the elements that make that talking head video, what can make that interesting?
Good question. Keep it short. I like the 60-second idea, especially on YouTube. If it's the sort of thing that shows up in someone's social media feed, they see the duration right away. Mm-hmm. And to know it's only 60 seconds is a trigger to say, yeah, I could watch this. I can invest this amount of time in it. Okay. And then to have a good close-up of a face of a real human being speaking and being authentic, mm-hmm. I think that's powerful. So, and, you know, to get that personality to come through.
Okay.
And humor, a little bit of humor. I'm trying to help people just drop in and say, this week I have a new video that I want to talk about this one topic, and we could get it done in 15 minutes, that sort of thing.
If you wanted to do a longer video instead of a minute, if you wanted to do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, mm-hmm. what kind of cost are people looking at?
So that's funny, you know, if it was a talking head video, to me, 60 seconds or 5 minutes really isn't that big of a difference in the editing room.
Really?
I mean, if... Of course, we start adding in a lot of graphics and things like that. That's what it takes the time.
Okay.
But if it's just someone speaking, there's not much for me to do. So it's literally 5 minutes extra to get that done. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so the prices would get up higher if it was more complex, visually dynamic and that sort of thing.
By that, you mean things like where you have something else appear on the screen behind them or that sort of stuff?
That's right. I mean, adding in the logo, of course, is kind of a no-brainer. We want to do that. Mm-hmm. But some people want their PowerPoints to be animated and thus recreated in a cool way with voiceover and all that. So there's a lot of timing and work involved there.
Yeah.
I had a customer come to me once, a client he had. He was doing Advanced Home Energy was the name of his company, and he was doing home inspections.
Yeah.
And he would give the owner a report on how the house was leaking energy or, you know, ways that you can improve the home for energy efficiency. And he came to me with 10 topics. Heat pumps, solar energy, water heaters, all this stuff. And each one, he just looked at it. Okay, hot water heaters. And he would put down the paper and he looked at the camera and he delivered a fantastic video in one take.
Wow.
It was just 2 minutes, but fantastic value. And then at the end, he was like, so if you're interested in more information, give me a call. Thank you. And then pause. And it was just perfect. So easy to make. And then he would just grab the next one and look at it and then start talking about that topic. So within an hour, really, literally, we had 10, 15 videos. And each one of those was a specialized topic. And so now he's killing it. He has the website with all these topics with useful videos, and they have all the keywords and the descriptions. Hard to beat that.
Yeah, it's something I've been planning on doing. And, you know, as you say, people, it's getting in front of the camera.
Yeah, for sure.
With the podcast, I think I got the podcast going because I finally, last spring, said, I said this publicly, I am going to start a podcast this fall.
Yeah.
And I made it very public, and so it was, okay, I've got to do it. And I know I would have stalled forever thinking I'm never going to get it right, I haven't got the sound right. And, you know, it's true, it's getting better each week, but there's still a lot to learn, and I'm sure it's the same when you're doing the video.
Exactly. I think so. It's not hard to set up, they're not too much.
What do you think are the biggest challenges for entrepreneurs in terms of doing video-based promotion? Apart from their fear of getting in front of the camera.
I think, I mean, if you can get one fantastic video on your homepage, then a lot of the work's done.
Uh-huh.
And that one repeatable sales pitch video will go for months or years if you think, you know, that's the right message you want to put out there.
Right.
I think where the efforts sort of break down is if you plan on doing more blog posts with video, and then you only do two or three, and then you just can't do any more, or you don't come up with new topics. So it's sticking to a schedule of continually pumping out new content, which you need to do to stay up there on Google and you know, give fresh content all the time and to deliver value.
In terms of search engine optimization of video posts, does it all boil down to how people describe it in the text?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the title of the video, the description tags.
Right.
It's content. And I think with YouTube now, you can also connect your YouTube channel with your website so that Google will look at the two and merge them so that it'll show a video and link to your website as well on Google search page.
Any other suggestions for things that businesses should be thinking about if they want to do video?
Good lighting doesn't always require lights. You can just get close to a window.
Okay.
Let the light fall on your subject as opposed to behind. And good sound, I think, is so important. People overlook that and just think the microphone on the camera is going to work. Mm-hmm. But if you're far away, then you're going to hear room tone and it's just going to sound kind of weak. So get close to your camera if you're using the microphone on your camera.
How much do little microphones like that cost?
This one was $25.
No way. That's all?
And it has a 7-foot cord and it plugs into my video camera. So.
Wow.
Yeah, works great. It's such a deep, deep sound, so close to the chest and all that, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, oh, it works good. Okay. It's called a lavalier or a lapel.
Yeah, I've used those when I've been on TV and giving talks and stuff.
So
I've used those, but I always assumed it was something expensive.
No, nothing much to them.
Well, technology.
I mean, you could find them for $200-$300 probably, but you don't need to. They're all the same to me. I mean, it's like those fancy monster HDMI cables. They're overpriced when you could just get them at the dollar store, basically. But
yeah, exactly.
They just sound the same, so.
What have been your biggest challenges in selling businesses on the idea that they need to do this?
People are convinced that they need it. It's that second step of getting in here and stepping in front of the camera. That's the scary part. So I'm working on ways to try and help people write scripts, create templates, show them how easy it is, give them free screen tests, let them come in and mess around without the fear of me posting it public or something, just to prove to them that they can do it and they look and sound great and to get over it.
What sorts of things do you blog about?
Well, I'd like to blog more, but I've, you know.
We all have time challenges.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm focusing on helping people make their own videos. So giving the tips, the kind I'm giving now. So.
Well, what I thought was really brilliant about the content you had and your videos is, on the one hand, it's, look, this is really easy. Everyone can do it, and draws you in thinking, okay, I'll learn how to do it. And by the end of it, you've learned just enough to realize, I want a professional to do this for me.
That's so great. It's working.
Hang on.
Good. Okay. On. Wow. That's cool.
At least as far as I'm concerned. I don't know about other people. But.
That's the best thing. Anyway, I'm going to sleep well tonight. Thank
you.
Cool. Then I'll keep going down that road then.
Okay. Anything else that you think I should have asked you and haven't thought to?
You're good at this. You're a pro. Don't even have a list. That's a good question. I think podcasts are great. I think more people should know about podcasts.
Yes,
I agree. Yeah. There's a lot of time spent in vehicles or on buses or, you know, in those idle moments where you could be learning instead of listening to that same song over and over.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I became a podcast addict. If you shoot a video, how feasible is it to then separate out the audio to make an audio only podcast?
Oh, simple.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just do a click, and then save MP3 or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so when the video shoots it basically saves separate tracks for the visual and the audio?
Oh, yeah, it does. Okay. When you drag it on for your audio, you probably see a waveform, right?
Yeah.
I see the same thing.
Right.
And then on top of that is the video track, so. So I can, in fact, I do a lot of the editing by looking at the waveform because I can see where people stop talking.
Yes.
I'm looking at waveforms half the time when I'm editing.
How difficult is it to keep the visual in sync then with the audio?
It's just automatic.
It is.
If I drag the video, the audio comes along with it. So.
Okay. This has been very interesting and I'm sure will be very helpful to the listeners and if you send me that, viewers, because I think this is something that more businesses need to know about. I think the demand for this is just going to skyrocket.
Thank you, Tema. Yeah, I'd like to help people get over their fear and get in front of the camera.
There are several elements that go into the making of a good online video. I think the first one is relax. You can do multiple takes. This isn't live. In the video of mine that I put up the other day, I think I taped it 3 or 4 times before I got one that I thought was good enough to put up. I would have loved to have kept on going and tried to get something perfect, but there comes a point where you have to accept the trade-off between good enough versus I'll never get it done. Another thing that Dave brought up in the interview is that good lighting and sound are both very important, but they don't have to be expensive. You can get equipment fairly cheaply that is quite effective, And when it comes to lighting, if you've got a brightly lit room, you can even manage it without special lights. Adding animation, and we see a lot of that popping up on the web now, can really enliven your video, but it does cost more money to do that. So, something to think about, and in fact, in a future episode of the Frank Online Marketing Show, we will be interviewing a company that specializes in doing just that for small businesses. If you want to make sure you don't miss that episode, please sign up for blog notifications so that you'll be sure to be told when that episode has come out. To use online video from a marketing perspective, there are also a few key things to think about. The biggest one, of course, is to have useful content. Answer a question for your audience that they really want or need the answer to. What Dave suggested is that at a minimum, you should have one good video on your homepage with a call to action at the end of it, something that will encourage people who watched it to take another step to interact with your company. If you want to do more than that, and having more videos will help you with search engine rankings, so if you want to do more, his point I think was quite valid, which is stick to a schedule, because if you're just doing them randomly, you do one or two and then nothing for months and then some more, you won't be able to build an audience. So if you want to build an audience, stick to a regular schedule. Another is that if you want to leverage your video to boost your search engine rankings, it's a good idea to, first of all, cross-link it with your homepage, with your social media pages, and to be sure to use your keywords in your title and descriptions for the video. Well, I think that's all for today. I put an offer when I issued my first video the other day. I put an offer on the Frank Online Marketing Facebook page saying that I will be happy to post the first video that any of you make. So please take me up on that. It's a good opportunity for you to A, force yourself to do it, and B, get yourself some free promotion. So go ahead, record that first video. It doesn't have to be perfect, and then post it on the Frank Online Marketing Facebook page. If you're not yet ready to get in front of a camera, you can, of course, as always, leave questions or comments on this show using the voice Give Me an Earful tab on the website, thefrankonlinemarketing.com. Or, of course, you can leave comments in iTunes. In fact, please do, because comments and ratings on iTunes will help other people discover this show. So I'd be really grateful if you like the show, if you would do that. And you can always send me an email to Tema@FrankOnlineMarketing. And Tema is spelled T-E-M as in mother, A. That's all for today. I will chat with you next week.